Unless you're driving a car, cooking dinner, or blow drying your hair while listening to this episode, put a finger down if you're using social media to market your private practice. If you put a finger down, then the next two episodes are just for you. And if you're not currently using social media to market your practice, don't worry and stay with us, because you will definitely learn a thing or two about how to use social media marketing for your therapy practice. Sadly, one of the most inauthentic social media trends has found its way onto the mental health side of the internet. Social media is fake. Yes, that is the hook of the latest internet craze that's taking over and then resulting in people sharing a series of real things that they have been dealing with behind the scenes. Coming in to a close second to therapists trolling each other on the internet, for me, social media is fake is the cringiest trend I've seen private practice owners embrace. And that is why on this episode of Beyond the Session with Aisha, I will tell you why the social media is fake trend is sabotaging the financial stability of your private practice. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Beyond the Session with Aisha, the business podcast for mental health therapists who want to keep the private practice they work so hard to build. I'm your host, Aisha Shabazz, and I'm honored to have you tuning in for our first episode of quarter two. And for you business newbies out there, that is just a fancy way of saying April, May, and June. As you are listening to this show, you will hear me use a lot of business buzzwords and marketing ABCs, not in an attempt to trip you up or confuse you, but to help you become more business savvy, which is what this show is all about. Because if you don't know the language of business, you are more likely to get lost and frustrated along the way. And speaking of lost, if being in private practice has you feeling lost in the sauce because you recently realized that you bit off more than you could chew because you didn't realize that starting your private practice actually meant that you had to learn how to run a profitable business, all hope is not lost, because you, my friend, can get back on track once you take the Thriving Private Practice quiz. After taking this quick, easy, and dare I say, fun quiz, you will know which of the four paths you are currently navigating and know exactly how to reach your next milestone towards not just having a thriving mental health business, but a business that will provide your clients with high quality care and support your financial needs. If you're ready to consistently feel capable of being a mental health business owner without imposter syndrome making a cameo appearance every other week, take less than 1 minute to take the Thriving Private Practice quiz by visiting aisharshabazz.com/thriving or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show. To clarify, when I say social media marketing, I mean any and all social media platforms: Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Reddit, Twitter. By the way, I know they've rebranded to X, but I will always refer to it as Twitter. And two of my current favorites, LinkedIn and TikTok. There are also a few that you may not have heard of before, which deserve an honorable mention: Lemonade and Clubhouse. There are tons of options out there these days, and the platforms you choose depends on a ton of factors that I'm happy to cover during a live Q&A. You can click the link in the show notes to tune into the next live Q&A, which takes place during the live recording of this podcast on Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on LinkedIn. My coaching clients that have added social media marketing to their strategic marketing plan have had great success without having a huge following, myself included. Currently, my Instagram for my therapy practice at In Real Time Wellness has a whopping 549 followers. And having a small following did not stop me from earning my first $100,000 in the first 13 to 14 months of my solo private practice. It breaks my heart when I hear therapists who spend their limited time focusing on building a social media following with the hopes of filling and refilling their caseload, and then feel resentful of all the time, energy, effort, attention, and focus and money they spent just to arrive to the conclusion that social media doesn't work. And then they hop on the cringy bandwagon and say, social media is fake. Okay. Now it is time for real talk. Is social media fake, or are you mad that a social media coach was able to convince you that you should focus on building a massive social media following so that you can fill and refill your caseload in record speed? I don't mean to rain on your parade, but when it rains, it pours. According to various studies, if you have anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000 followers on Instagram, your conversion rate is about 1.1%, which means if your definition of success was to increase the number of, let's say, visitors to your website, you can expect an average of 110 people out of 10,000 to visit your website. Now, that might sound like a great number, right? 110 people. Can you imagine being in a room of 110 people right now? Well, it's not a big number if your website is severely lacking and not optimized, or at the very least, not user-friendly enough. You cannot count on any of those 110 followers to actually schedule a therapy consultation. And let's be clear, if you look at your website analytics, I would put money on it that you don't have 110 people visiting your website, let alone an optimized website. And so again, I ask you, is social media fake, or is it that no one taught you how to have realistic expectations when it comes to using social media as a marketing strategy for your private practice revenue goals? Here's the deal. Therapy is considered a service. And so when you have a dynamic service-based business like providing mental health therapy, it is important to realize that what worked for one person might not work for you. If you are learning social media strategies from someone who sells digital courses and you were trying to apply that to your mental health business that sells one-on-one therapy, group therapy, family therapy, child therapy, and it doesn't work, there's a reason why it doesn't work. This is why I offer hands-on custom coaching sessions for therapists, because therapy is not cookie cutter. And your business strategy shouldn't be cookie cutter, one size fits all either. Even if I was to narrow down my focus to only serving grief therapists in private practice, each of their processes would be different because their businesses are different. Matter of fact, two of my individual coaching clients are grief specialists. One is an amazing clinical psychologist who just launched her podcast called Grief is the New Normal. I'll link to it in the show notes. And the other is a phenomenal LCSW who is currently refreshing her website copy so that her website is optimized for her ideal client to enthusiastically say yes to working with her. Both of them are using social media to promote their private practice in addition to other strategies. And when it comes to knowing how they want to showcase their unique way of treating grief, both of them are hella authentic. And to make it even better, after getting to know each other during the Blissful Booking Accelerator, they decided to do an epic collaboration together, which I can't wait for you to witness. See what happens when you are real. You meet real people along the way who don't see you as competition. They see you as a true colleague. If you are anything like me and my coaching clients and want to use social media marketing with integrity and increase your financial stability, your social media content won't be fake. But what if you are still one of these therapists that believes social media is fake while simultaneously posting your content on social media? Then stop using social media to promote your practice, because like it or not, your negative vibes are oozing into your content. If you think social media is fake, what do you think that says to your future clients that are following you on social media? It's like a cruel April Fool's joke. Gotcha, you thought I was trying to build community on this app, but what I was really doing was creating an inauthentic image of what therapy can do for you. Would you want to work with a therapist like that? I don't think so. If it's not already clear, I have a lot to say about social media marketing. So tune into the next episode of Beyond the Session with Aisha, where we will go into the 5 social media habits you need to break immediately. Plus, I'll tell you how to handle internet trolls. I'll be recording the next podcast episode live on Wednesday, April 3rd at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through LinkedIn Audio. So if you want to listen in and ask me a question live on the show, click the link in the show notes to join in on the fun. I'll be the first to admit that my least favorite platform to create content for is Instagram, and it's not for the reasons you think. Instead of the makers of Instagram sticking to what they're good at, which was creating a picture sharing app, it decided to try and switch and change and morph into a TikTok lookalike. resulting in constant glitches, malfunctions, and algorithmic changes that give even the most skilled social media strategist whiplash. You know what I do like about Instagram? All of the amazing people that engage with my content. For my therapy account at In Real Time Wellness, they're very engaged because they want to have a different relationship with their anxiety. And I'm reminding them of how that can happen off of social media. And for my consulting account at Aisha R. Shabazz, my audience is split into two groups, the lurkers and the action takers. The lurkers are the ones that are curious to know what it's like to have a profitable private practice, but they're not ready to commit. They're the ones that will watch my stories and not engage with anything because they're too afraid to take action. They're the ones where I will have DM conversations with about how things are going in their private practice and where they want it to go, but they're too afraid to make the move. But the action takers are like you, where they tune into the podcast, they've taken the quiz, they've subscribed to the newsletter, and they've taken the next step in embracing their role as a business owner. And they've taken it seriously enough to hire me as their personal business coach and consultant, because just like you, they want custom accountability to reach and exceed their revenue goals. I told you a few episodes back that I was refreshing my social media strategy this year, and the therapists that have subscribed to my email newsletter will now receive behind the scenes content on Instagram. If you want to make sure that you have this behind the scenes all access pass, reply to one of my email newsletters with your Instagram handle, and I'll make sure that you're added to the list. Okay, after all of this, if you still think that social media is fake, you know what isn't fake? The fact that you are running a private practice isn't fake. Your dream of having financial security and stability isn't fake. The clients that you serve week after week, they're not fake. When you are ready for another dose of real talk, tune in to Beyond the Session with Aisha. And until then, take care, talk soon, and keep thriving.